Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today, we're doing a special anniversary podcast and show. It's my 9th year, 9 years ago today, I started Prayer in Lunch podcast. So I've had over 247,000 views, which is, I think it's good. And media plays over 120,000 and approximately over 11,000 individual unique podcasts that I did. And I hope people enjoy the podcast. I believe I have about 20 comments. But over 8,000 referrals. So I guess you have to go by the referrals. That's people thought highly enough to refer the show for someone else to listen to and to share it with them. So if you're one of my 7,500 Twitter followers, please retweet this show and retweet and like hopefully all my shows. And also my Facebook friends, please also share this show, and I'm excited about doing this show. I spent a long weekend away. I went to my son's house in Orlando, and I got back late yesterday and went to work for the Florida Panthers hockey team. And today I got up early and worked for the Miami Dolphin Foundation at their game, and they won their game, won 6 in a row. So I'm very happy about both the wins and very fortunate to be able to work those games. And so today, after I took a little bit of the news, of course, everybody's talking about, I will be trying to do the prayer of a petition to Our Lady of Miraculous Medal. I may have done it a week ago or so, but it actually tells you to recite this prayer near as possible. It's 7:30 the evening of November 20th. 7th, 5:30 on November 27th, which is it's as close as possible. It's 5:43, so I'm about 15 minutes late. But it's pretty close. And, you could just say you could pray it each 27th of the month or any time that urgent needs. And I highlighted urgent needs. I think what's going on in the world right now, death of Fidel Castro over the past weekend. So it's a lot of urgent needs for those living in Cuba and those who live in South Florida who have family members, or all over the country who have family members in Cuba. It's an important day. Archbishop Whiskey says, we're not celebrating the death of Fidel Castro, but we are, hopefully there will be change in Cuba. You know, you still have Raul Castro and his family. So hopefully it's enough to maybe make change where the people would have their religious freedoms, their First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, their freedom of the press, freedom to gather and to actually... there was one woman my wife mentioned who belonged to the, I guess, to the sisterhood, the ones who are dressed in white, and she was actually jailed for speaking out. So let people were able to speak out. Let them hear this in Cuba. Let them hear this around the world. And I hope that maybe someone could translate into Spanish this podcast and this prayer. It, maybe not the podcast, but at least the prayer. And it's the prayer of a petition to Our Lady of Miraculous Medal. And also today is the first day of Advent. And we have our little books. I'm waiting for my church, St. David, to usually get the hand of the books to the parishioners. And so tomorrow I'll go by the office and hopefully we could catch up for the days that we missed. So here's this prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Immaculate Virgin, we know that you are willing at all times and everywhere to hear the prayers of your children in exile of this valley of tears. But we also know that there are days and hours for which you like shower more abundance upon the treasures of your graces. Therefore, O Mary, we turn to you and prostrate ourselves before you on the same day and the same blessed hour for which you chose for your manifestations of your metal. We come to you full of gratitude and boundless trust at the hour so dear to you in order to thank you for all the great gifts which you have bestowed on us in giving your image so that we remain proof that your love and pledge your protection over us. We promise, therefore, the Holy Mantle, we shall be assigned your presence among us. You desire, may it be our book from which we learn under your guidance and how much love us and what we must do. Many times your sacrifices along those of your divine Son may not be offended in vain. Indeed, your precious heart, which represents on the metal, shall always rest in our hearts and let them burn in unison with yours. Your heart will inflame our hearts with love for Jesus, will strengthen them in order that we may carry out the cross every day, following your Son, Jesus. This is your hour, O Mary, the hour of your infinite goodness, your triumphant mercy, the hour for which allows the torrent of graces and the prodigies which flooded the earth to gush forth by means of your mantle. Grant, O Mother, that our hour, which reminds you of the sweet compassion of your heart and which prompted you to come and visit us, bringing us the remedy of many evils, may it also be our hour, the hour of the true conversion, for which the hour of your great hour prayers. You promise in the blessing of the hour that your great graces would be granted to those asking for them, and trust your eyes graciously towards us who beseech you. We admit we do not merit your graces, and yet whom can we turn, O Mary, if it's not you who is the mother of those hands God has placed in all his graces. Therefore, have mercy on us. We ask this through your Immaculate Conception and the sake of love for which urges you us to give your promises, precious mantle. O Comforter of the afflicted, may also have already been moved in compassion by our sufferings, look upon the evils for which oppress us, that your mantle may spread through the blessing rays upon us, upon all our dear ones. May it heal our sick. May it bring the peace of the family. May it free us from every danger. May your mantle bring comfort to those who are suffering and consolation to those who are weep, and the light and strength to everyone. A perfect grant, O Mary, that we ask of you for the conversion of sinners at the solemn hour, especially at the conversions of those who are dear to us. Remember that they too are your children, and that it is also for them that you're suffering and pray and weep. Save them, all refuge of sinners, so that after loved and invoking serve you on earth, we may come to thank and praise you eternally in heaven. Amen. Now we'll pray our final hope. O Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you we do send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us. After this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. We'll pray this three times. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all, and thank you, Mary, and all the saints and the angels in heaven, for allowing me to have this podcast and show. May we have many more, and with God willing, may we have our 10th anniversary next year. It may be a blessed and blessing one. So that's our 9th anniversary show. I hope you guys liked it. Please, again, feel free to make comments. If not, you can make comments, refer it, and share it, and like it. So praise to be our Lord, our God.